My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I mean, yeah, we usually just talk on Fridays, and, you know, he gets a feel of, you know, what concepts I like, what plays I like, and stuff like that. And then we just meet on Saturday again and just go over the same thing, his opening thoughts, what he's thinking. So, you know, just that QB-OC connection and kind of him knowing what I like and, you know, me knowing why he's calling a certain play, it just makes our offense click more.
Steelers QB1, if only for a day, Justin Fields talking about Arthur Smith. And upon further review, some of the analytical things have come out. Dorrance, snap counts have come out. I rewatched the game, and I feel even better about the Steelers' offense today than I did yesterday. And I feel like I like the offensive performance, and we like the offensive performance more than the layman fan. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. The one stat, and I don't know how much stock to put into Pro Football Focus, but it matches the eye test here. The one stat now that I take away from the entire game, honestly, top five pass blocking grades for an offensive line in the NFL, week 1, Saints number 1, they won by 8 million points. The Eagles offensive line we know to be very good. Steelers number 3.
Wow.
Third best pass blocking grade in the National Football League. Now, the offensive line held up. But I think it had way more to do with Arthur Smith than it did any individual or the collective on the offensive line. And the reason I say that is, more deep dive into the stat storm. They only had 10 true pass sets the entire game. More often than not, they're running multiple tight ends out there. 59% of the time, two or more tight ends for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think it was 13 plays. They had 3 tight ends. There were a couple of plays where they actually ran 4 tight ends out there. One time the Falcons had to call a timeout. What I'm saying is, we went into this game thinking the Steelers' offensive line could be a big problem. And what did Arthur Smith do? Not let it be a problem.
Right.
With scheme, with personnel. If you ran out that same unit of 5 and Matt Canada were the offensive coordinator, I bet you Justin Fields gets sacked 5 times in the game. So upon further review, I think Arthur Smith, if I'm giving him a grade, for the first game of the season, they didn't score a touchdown. I'll knock him a bit for that. I'm going B+, man.
Yeah.
I think he did a great job.
And you know what? Philosophy has to match. It has to match everything. It has to match personnel. Has to match mindset. It has to match, you know, even the coaches that you don't handpick and bring with you. And Arthur Smith, he had some coaches that did stay here that weren't his guys. Pat Meyer being one of them, Eddie Faulkner being another one. But coaches know scheme. Like, scheme doesn't change, the terminology changes. But the philosophy of the scheme has to match the mentality of everybody. And Arthur Smith's philosophy, he started as an offensive line coach. His philosophy is for our offensive line to match my offense. And Pat Meyer, this is my philosophy, and I need you to teach that. But it's still all underneath the same umbrella of what offensive linemen need to do. It's just going to make more sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he made it make sense for, you know, a lot of the young guys. It's like, all right, I got Spencer Anderson, I got Zach Frazier, I got Broderick Jones, I got young guys on this offensive line in this first game on the road. in Atlanta. Like, I need to make it as easy as possible for them so they don't overthink, they don't, you know, overanalyze situations, and they don't turn guys loose. That's being a smart offensive coordinator. And then that trickles back to the run game. It trickles back to, you know, Justin Fields being able to run himself, being able to set up and pass, as everybody knows. But what we saw with Arthur Smith, and people weren't overwhelmed, I get that. You're not going to be overwhelmed at times, but you want to have a winning formula to win games on offense. You saw the rhyme or reason. Like, if I think that people were missing the point there of the rhyme or reason. There was a rhyme and a reason of why and how they were executing their offense and at the rate that they were doing it. They didn't score a touchdown. I get that. But it still made sense.
It absolutely did. And we hit on that, I think, to start the show pretty much yesterday. We talked quarterbacks. We did a lot to start the show. The results were similar in that you didn't put up a lot of points. But the way you got there was different. You only had 2-3 and outs. If Matt Canada is the offensive coordinator, if the quarterback situation is what it was last year, are we setting the over-under at 5.5 for 3 and outs?
Yes.
And then what happens to the Steelers' defense?
Right. They're on the field the whole time.
They're on the field the whole time. I don't think that if you fail to score touchdowns, that means you're going to be a good football team. You're going to need to put the ball in the end zone. No doubt about it. This was an awesome game plan, executed to perfection to beat Atlanta for week 1. And now you've got to build off of it. And if Russell Wilson is the guy, they've wanted him to be the guy all along, maybe that opens some things up. I think it might. If it is Justin Fields, because Russell Wilson can't go, the calf's still bothering him, I would expect it to look different and better in week 2 because he'd be able to prepare. But we'll get to the quarterbacks a little bit later on. While you were giving your soliloquy there, and it's all well said, Dorm, I was looking up the box scores from the first couple of games last year for the Steelers. So Arthur Smith wants to run the ball. And they did. 137 rushing yards. He never gave up on it.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't always look pretty. The yards per carry weren't great. The statistics don't jump off the page, but 137 rush yards is still 137 rush yards, and you are going to wear a defense down. He says he wants to do it. He does. Matt Canada said he wanted to do it. Art Rooney said they wanted to do it. Mike Tomlin said they wanted to do it last year and the year prior. First game last season, 49ers, they had 41 rushing yards. Second game against the Browns, in a game that they won, 55 rushing yards.
Wow.
I'm sure if we went game by game up until about the bye week, that's what you're looking at last year. We want to do something, can't do it. Arthur Smith, you might not agree that in today's NFL you want to go ground and pound. You might not agree that in today's NFL you want to zig when everyone else is zagging. But if you're going to do it, you've got to actually do it. You've got to be committed to it. And I look at Arthur Smith, and it's one game, and I don't want to like throw too many rose petals at the guy's feet. They only scored 18 points. But he said he's going to do something, and then they did it through personnel, through scheme, through stick-to-itiveness. I love that.
It's the foundation approach, too. Like, I mean, you have to create a foundation of what, you know, your mindset is going to be moving forward. And you hit on it and alluded to it right there. This gives you the opportunity to grow week to week. Because now you have the foundation, like, oh, yeah, we can do this. This is how we want to do it. Okay, now how can we expand off of
right.
this? How can we get better? Whether it's Justin Fields on Sunday, whether it's Russell Wilson, the offense will look slightly different. Or maybe even a lot different. You know, it could go, I know it's not going to look more bland.
Right.
You know, Arthur Smith's offense is not going to go backwards. Now, they're going to get beat. They're going to get beat. Like, I mean, it's football. It's NFL football. You're going to get beat. You're going to have bad games. But, like, the offensive structure is not going to go backwards. It's just going to get better and better. And as the games go on and you get comfortable and you trust a guy like Justin Fields, say Russell Wilson is out for next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I honestly feel that Arthur Smith has more trust right now in Justin Fields than he did on Friday.
Absolutely.
So whenever you have trust in a guy, you're going to put a little bit more on their plate. And that's just only going to help the offense grow and be able to do different things and to be able to execute different ways. So as the weeks go on, whether it's Russ, whether it's Justin Fields, I do expect this offense to score touchdowns whenever they get the opportunity. It's not like it's not going to look like this all season.
And I'll say this, and people killed me on Twitter yesterday because they said I was making excuses for the offense and for Justin Fields the way a lot of people made excuses for Kenny Pickett in the offense last year. But here's a good thing. 36 minutes time of possession, thoughtful deep shots. I like that. I thought Justin Fields threw a couple of really good deep passes down the field. One called back by penalty, and then one where from the left hash, he whips that thing to George Pickens on the opposite boundary. Good thing Pickens got out of bounds. That's a hell of a throw. And that's with the clock winding down at the end of the first half. I'm not sure that Matt Canada pushes the envelope last year. Arthur Smith did. So you get boned, really, on a penalty call that took 40 yards away from your stat line and might have set up a touchdown for you. You have your best drive of the day, and I think a good play call on the third down by Arthur Smith, the swing pass to the right. You had two blockers out ahead.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, one of them is 5'9" in Calvin Austin, the third, and I thought Pickens didn't do a good job. But I like that play call. And then the fourth and one, I think 9.5 times out of 10, you're probably picking up the fourth and one, even though I didn't love the decision. But that's their best drive of the day. You're flirting with a touchdown there. Mm-hmm. You're flirting with one with the penalty that took that big playback. And Jaylen Warren, who's one of your best options, clearly not 100%. No Seumalo. No Fautanu. And they played the quarterback that they didn't want to play. And yet you had six scoring drives?
Mm-hmm.
2-3 and outs? I think arrow pointed up on this offense. And I think Arthur Smith, game one, B plus. What do you think?
Yeah.
B plus?
I'm going to give him an A.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm going to give him an A.
I mean,
it flowed. Like, there was flow. Even though they didn't ultimately get to the end zone, there was flow at the offense. And that's what you're looking for. And then you let your players make the plays.
And here's the other thing. I don't think a lot of fans, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think a lot of fans look at Justin Fields and grade him on the typical backup curve.
Mm-mm.
Because if you did look and you do look at Justin Fields as a backup,
I mean, it's monster.
It's a great game monster for a number. Backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Especially when you had half a day of practice. Because you know what Fridays are.
Yeah.
They're nothing.
Jog throughs.
That's all he got. And they had six scoring drives, 2-3 and outs. I don't want to make it sound like they were better than they were, but I don't think they were anywhere near as bad offensively as seemingly a lot of Steelers fans think. That'll be the Twitter poll. What grade do you give Arthur Smith for his first game as Steelers offensive coordinator? Brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement, TrustPJ.com. How do you get involved with the show? You should know by now, but we'll tell you. Fan hotline at 412-928-9370, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You could tweet us at _ Adam Crowley, at score and Doran, at Callis_33, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up next, let's give some respect to the elderly, Doran.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Our esteemed colleague and very nice man, Cale Berger, who hosts the Y108 morning show, just popped in here and said, "Hey, did you see your guy Harry on TV?"
He didn't say that. He left that part out, which he probably doesn't even know. And of all four people that were there, he was the one on TV, right? Like, I mean, PXI, you were the one at the podium, huh?
Are you all right? There was a lady that spoke. She did an interview with them. I was just on TV, I think, because I spoke at the meeting, and I was chanting, "Pause the pool," you know, on the outside at that rally that Crowley thinks is small.
It was small. It was only 25 people. I have the news story up on channel 11 right now. There's an ad playing. That's the way these things go. I'll let you guys know what I see out of Harry Callis. Right. You might see it on the old Twitter account not too long from now. "Taking the plunge on a new pool" is the headline. Good stuff there from channel 11. Look at this. They're covering this like it's the doggone presidential debate tonight. Not seeing any people protesting. We'll get to this as we move forward in the program. Callis just has such a big heart, and your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC and get your heart screened. A couple old-timers played really well for the Steelers, and that's probably actually not fair what I just did to T.J. Watt, but he's no spring chicken, Doran. T.J. Watt, 95.3 PFF rating, and he actually had a higher PFF rating than Myles Garrett. Ooh. So early front runner for defensive player of the year is TJ Watt. Cam Hayward, PFF grade of 89.4.
Mm-hmm.
He was solid.
Yes, he was.
They only allowed 68 yards rushing to Bijan Robinson. And you tell me if you saw the same thing, because you're the football guy. The different football guy, Doran. Every time Bijan touches the ball, I just expect something great to happen.
Yeah.
He looks different, man. Yep. And they corralled him.
Mm-hmm.
They did a great job. And I don't think Cam was spectacular in the game.
He didn't have to be.
He didn't have to be. And that's not really been his MO. He's had seasons with double-digit sacks. He's going to be a TFL guy. But the thing that makes him great is down in, down out. You want to run at that guy? I don't think you want to run at that guy. And I think you're going to get to a point where you don't want to run at Keanu Benton. And I think you're going to get to a point, you're already there probably, actually, you don't want to run at Highsmith. You can't run at T.J. Watt. We're going to play a game later in the show. Overreaction or is the statement that I'm going to make and you'll react to on par.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll throw one out of the way now and we'll come back to it later on. But I think this defense is going to be the best in the NFL. Because I look around and, yeah, the slot corner position still, you have questions there. But I think they're deep. I think their front seven should be the best in football. I don't think Patrick Queen played close to his best game, and they still held Atlanta to under 250 yards and 10 points.
Their corner situation looks better than it's been in a long time, at least with the two starting outside guys. I think it's the best safety tandem they've had in a long time. I'm not seeing any reason, apart from getting banged up, why this can't be or shouldn't be the best defense in the darn National Football League.
They created a little bit more depth yesterday.
They sure did.
They signed Terrell Edmonds, old friend.
I think that guy got a raw deal here from the fan base.
I agree. I don't know if he lived up to the first round hype.
He absolutely did not.
But he played solid next to Minkah Fitzpatrick, and Minkah Fitzpatrick would always say that he would rely a lot on Terrell Edmonds. But for a first round, if he was a third round pick, he would be glorified.
He never missed time.
Right.
He was not a splash play guy. He didn't take the football away. He was not dynamic. But when did we see Minkah at his ball hawking best?
Mm-hmm.
When he played next to Terrell Edmonds, because they had a good rapport. Edmonds could play up near the line of scrimmage. I thought he was a solid player.
Same.
It's not his fault he got drafted in the first round. Yeah. And look, draft Knicks, we do this thing all the time, the general we. Oh, well, he wasn't projected to be a first round pick. Well, why does Mel Kiper, why does Mike Mayock, why does Daniel Jeremiah know more than Kevin Colbert? Why do they know more than Ozzie Newsome? Do you think they really know more than John Lynch? I always find that funny.
Right.
Like, if John Lynch, who drafts a guy in the first round, were sitting at the desk, maybe he'd have a first round grade on the guy. But the consensus on Terrell Edmonds was that he was a reach, just like Artie Burns. Was Terrell Edmonds Artie Burns?
No.
No. Terrell Edmonds didn't miss games, and Minkah Fitzpatrick was a massive difference maker in football games. I thought Minkah was good on Sunday, but he didn't take the ball away.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't take the ball away last year at all. And I'm not saying that's because he wasn't playing next to Terrell Edmonds, but what I am saying is when he played next to Edmonds, the ball seemed to find him.
Yep.
And I don't think you can discount stuff like that. Still waiting to see Nicholas Harry Callis' cameo here on the Channel 11 website.
I have the audio, by the way, from the pre-show of me saying that there were TV channels there.
Yeah, but
I remember that.
But what you said during the break, Callis, was I told you that PXI and TAE were there.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't do that.
Correct.
Because they're competitors. I didn't know if that was conflict of interest there. Yes, I said two TV news channels were there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think part of this is I don't listen a lot of the time when you talk. Texter, Kirk Cousins can rip the ball and they kept him in check. All right, so here's the thing on Cousins. That a lot of people brought up and were showing tape from like the end zone view of the All-22. And I'm not going to pretend like I saw this until I watched these clips. He was not driving the ball off that back foot.
Oh, really?
There were a lot of times where, like, there was one where he threw on a third down over the middle of the field that I think he threw late, but you had two Steelers robber defenders jump in, and I think he threw it into the ground maybe on purpose. But he tried
to get, I remember that. Yep.
You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. He tried to rip it in there, and he almost, people
can't. One-footed?
He one-footed. He threw it off his front foot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's something that's going to go away this season. I would think the more he plays, the more he'll get used to it. I think it's the most natural thing in the world. You got the Achilles on your throwing, on your plant foot, and you're not going to get into it. But, yeah, I don't think that that was peak legitimate arm strength guy who puts up a lot of fantasy kind of numbers, Kirk Cousins, that we saw on Sunday either. And I think it's fair to point that out.
Yeah, I mean, if we want to dissect a little bit, Kirk Cousins, I don't think it's necessarily the Achilles hurting or being weak. I think it's more the trust of being able to plant because, listen, like you never want that to happen again. And that's just natural human instinct.
Yeah.
Of just like, oh my gosh, it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. No, you just got to trust it. So, I mean, that was in the Steelers' favor. So,
and they hurried him all game.
Yeah, like he was rattled.
One thing I wanted to bring up in the first segment that I didn't, I'm going to bring it up next. Offense, defense, and how they complement each other,
mm-hmm.
Doran.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to forget that I teased that. Remind me when I come back. That's that West Virginia edumacation. Plus, they signed Terrell Edmonds. They got another new old guy. We'll tell you who they got when we come back. Steelers have a new punter, Doran. Corliss Waitman. Been here before.
Black punter. Don't really see that much.
They've had a couple.
Who else? Oh, Presley Harvin.
Yeah. Cameron Johnston, definitely not black.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely an Irish guy.
I mean, there's only been, like, what, five black punters in NFL history, probably.
Who was the guy?
Yeah.
For Raiders? The Raiders?
Yeah. Ah. Oh, I just had his name on the tip of my tongue. Dang it.
Someone will have it at 412-928-9370 on the text line. Cameron Johnston had two punts, average of 51.5 for the Steelers. And in his career, 47.3, which is really good.
Mm.
And I've never heard Mike Tomlin talk punter the way he talked about Cameron Johnston. Now let's do Corliss Waitman. This is one of them deals where I should have pulled this before the game or before the show, and I didn't. But whatever, we can take a pause to do some Corliss Waitman punting stats. Corliss Waitman. In his career, average 46.9, so not that far off of what Johnston's done. Now, hang time matters. You got to look at the net, too, because it'll tell you about hang time and coffin corners, things of that nature. I'm just throwing all the punt words I know out there, Doran, and hoping that people think I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I see that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you don't know anything about punting, it would make sense of the words that you were saying.
Hang time, coffin corner.
Yes. Net.
Net.
Yes. Hidden yardage.
Oh, there's some hidden yardage there, buddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell you something? I don't want you to get mad. I didn't know Corliss Waitman. It doesn't matter. I didn't know he was a black guy.
You didn't?
Nope. Didn't recall.
No.
Didn't recall. And he had a cup of coffee with the Steelers as well.
He did?
Marquette King.
Dang it.
We got 800.
Really? He played for a while.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yes, he did. Someone says Ray Guy. Okay. I wanted to talk about the complimentary football for the Steelers. Remember I had that tease I didn't want to forget
That's
about?
That's right, yes. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Did you forget?
Yes.
You forgot to remind me?
Yes, I was thinking about Marquette
remember,
King.
You're thinking about Marquette King, and we're thinking about Corliss Waitman. And I can't underscore enough, though, how big of a loss that Cameron Johnston loss is. Again, this is a team that wants to win by running the ball and playing defense and controlling the clock and field position and offensively, you hope you force turnovers, which gives you short fields on the offensive side. And you want to go down there and you want to cover kicks. You want to cover punts. You want to make him have to earn an extra first down or two. And this guy's one of the best in the NFL at what he does, Cameron Johnston. I just feel gutted for the guy. He looked crestfallen, man.
I know. That's terrible.
You work so hard through the off, as much as punters do, work so hard the off season. You're ready to go. You have two punts. You're a Pittsburgh Steeler. You're the holder, and then, bang, your season's done. Like halfway through the game. That stinks. All right, on to the complimentary football side of things. I think with Arthur Smith is done, he's added some pieces, right, that are his guys. Like, Van Jefferson was a his guy. You add Michael Pruitt, who's Hardman? Michael Pruitt.
Pruitt.
Mm-hmm. Who's one of his guys. You add tight ends.
Patterson.
Yes, Cordarrelle Patterson. He's putting his fingerprints all over this offense, but at the same time, this is an offensive coordinator that was brought in to fit what the Steelers had here in terms of the offensive alignment. Sam Alu plays with a mean streak. James Daniels plays with a mean streak. I think Dan Moore in a run game plays with a mean streak. Broderick Jones should. Troy Faltano, that's what you read about him. And I think also the way that he wants to play offense, and we saw it in game one, benefits the defense so significantly.
Yes.
Like, okay, if we're going to win with defense in 2024, the offense has to help the defense.
Because
The defense was great at times last year. Very good at times. But if you're on the field too long, it's just not going to work.
Right.
And we've brought up, and I've brought up probably ad nauseum, this time of possession number. But think about the lack of three and outs. Like, that to me is such a big deal. Like, okay, you don't score any touchdowns, but you only had two drives where you didn't get a first down. That is such a departure from the way it has been the last couple of years. How many times have we seen the Steelers play great defense in the first half, and then down the stretch, you're done?
Yeah, you're smoked. Because you're just on the field so much, and you have to create. Like, not only are you on the field a lot, but they were asked, especially last year, to create, like, I know you want to create turnovers as a defense, but they were almost asked to score wherever they created turnovers as a defense. Like, that is a lot to be put on your plate. I do wonder how the defense – I can't remember how the defense was for Tennessee in 2019 when they had their good year underneath Arthur Smith. I wonder if it was as complimentary as we've seen on Sunday with
the
Steelers.
I think it played better than its personnel because you don't – whenever you're on the field for 25 minutes, mm-hmm. it's a huge difference. And it's – to me, fatigue, obviously, big deal, especially early in the season when you're getting your sea legs under you. You know that a lot better than I do. But also, I think the Steelers defended 50 plays. So, if you have to defend 70, there's 20 plays there where you're racking up yards.
Yep.
And you have a chance more likely there's going to be a coverage breakdown. It's, when you're defending more plays, you're just simply defending more plays. Mm-hmm. So, it's about keeping them fresh, but also the league is designed for offense to rule the day. So, let them try to rule the day 50 times instead of 70 times. You know what I mean?
Whenever, and if... they can get three and outs too on that side, on the defensive side. And if the offense is you know, pushing the ball down the field, extending drives, and you talk about keeping the defense fresh, they are also alongside creating depth on the defense. Like, with the whole signing yesterday of Terrell Edmonds wasn't huge, but it's significant down the road. I mean, you got Nick Herbig. You have some guys that can go in there, and even if you are in a long drive, you can spell some guys because you created depth. So this defense is – really, you know, a high-powered machine, and it's built like that on purpose because of the complementary and how Arthur Smith can run his offense. So it's like, all right, whenever you get on defense, like, we have everything that we can throw at you at any moment.
Well said, because as you're saying it, it kind of hits me, like, all right, you said you wanted to be the ground and pound win with defense team before, but you didn't have the coordinator, you didn't have the quarterback, frankly, to make it happen. Okay, well, now you've added more offensive linemen, and you've added tight ends. We're going to run the ball. It might not be pretty. Yards per carry might not be there. We're still running it. Getting first downs, creative with the quarterback in the ground game. I think you'll see some of that with Russell Wilson, though it'll look different. So then there's that. And then you want to win with defense. Well, last year, what killed them? It wasn't that they weren't good enough. It's that they got too hurt.
Right.
Like, that's a great point by you. Think about their safeties now. You have Elliott and Minka as your starters, KZ and Terrell Edmonds. There's four NFL starting caliber safeties right there.
Yep.
You think about your inside linebackers. You got three, and then at some point you hope Cole Holcomb comes back, and you've got four, and then you've still got Mark Robinson, who's had experience in the league and a good special teams player. Defensive line. I got to stop kind of ripping Montrevious Adams.
Yeah. He looked good. He looked good on Sunday.
He did. He had a sack. He's a solid NFL backup defensive lineman. The one place, and then you got Herbig, as you mentioned, the one place they don't is at corner, but you are going to get Sutton back halfway through the year. If you're going to win with controlling the clock and playing defense, then you better have a bunch of big bodies, which they do on offense, and you better have depth on defense, which they do. It might not get them any better than 9-8, 10-7 like they were last year, but at least they're not just saying they have the plan. The personnel backs up what they've wanted to do for so long. Texter, Cameron Johnson's Australian, Crowley. Yes, I know that, but he looks like an Irish guy. He's bald, he's pale, he's got a red beard.
Yeah.
He looks like Bill Burr. Yeah. Also, an Irish guy. Is Sidney Patrick Crosby Irish? Crosby?
I think he's
Patrick. Yeah, I know, but like, I'm American, but I'm also Irish. You know what I'm saying?
I think he's Canadian.
I know he's Canadian, but I think he's got some Irish blood. His name is Sidney Patrick, for God's sakes.
Why do you make fun of me for sounding dumb and then you just do things like this morning?
Well, I mean, people are like, hey, where are you? What's your lineage? I'm Irish. Yeah, but you're American. I know, I'm Irish American. I'm saying Crosby's an Irish Canadian. Like, you think Connor McDavid's not Irish?
No.
All right, well, it seems like things are going to be okay with Sidney Crosby. And this is obviously a football show, as we are in football season. But how can we not talk about the captain
Irish or not, speaking to the media yesterday about a potential contract extension. We'll get to that before we get more football with Hathorn at 7 o'clock. All right, there was a hockey media gathering in Las Vegas, because when I think of hockey, I think 120 degrees, although I guess the Vegas Golden Knights recently won the Stanley Cup. Mm. And then the Panthers won it last year. A lot of warm weather teams winning the cup of late. Don't know how I feel about that. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Crosby was at the event, ever the ambassador of hockey, and he was asked about his contract and whether something's going to get done. And here's the quote, Dorenson. Quote, "I'm pretty optimistic it's going to get done. I don't know what day, but it's been really positive. Hasn't been a difficult process at all," end quote. Okay. He ain't a liar. I don't think he's going to say that, did not sign a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Question is, how long? How long does he want to play? What's the price tag going to be? Is he going to want more money than he's ever wanted before? Is he going to take less money to help the team win? What's that all going to look like? But it does sound like Sidney Crosby is going to sign a deal that should keep him in a Penguin sweater for the remainder of his career.
If it's been pretty easy and pretty positive, why is it taking this long?
See, that I don't understand.
Why is it? I mean, it's taken a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's obviously some type of discussion, some type of holdup.
July 1st, he was eligible to sign the extension. And I thought it would happen that day.
Right.
A lot of the Penguins insiders thought it would happen that day. We're going to have Penguins camp coming up here soon. They open their season in less than a month. And yet this hasn't been done. Now, he's under contract for this year.
Mm-hmm.
But still, that's odd. Now, the Penguins have negotiated contracts in season before, so they're different than the Steelers. They don't have the same kind of policy there.
Not underneath this regime, have they?
Under this regime, I'm trying to think if Dubas did anything in season. I don't think he has. People can correct me on the text line if I'm wrong at 412-928-9370. I don't see why he wouldn't. Like, if the Crosby thing bleeds into the season, I don't think you're just going to stop negotiating right with Sidney Crosby. Because if you do, now the deadline becomes muy interesante. That's Spanish for very interesting.
Wow.
And you just don't need that level of distraction. So I best guess, educated guess, it gets done before the season. And my last educated guess, by the way, was that Justin Fields was going to start. That one texter last week said I was a nincompoop, a doofus, a moron. And I nailed it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what was funny about the whole Russ thing? They set him out on the field, had him stand there flat-footed and throw. Not a doctor in sight.
No.
No trainer.
That was all on him.
Yeah.
I don't think he was told to do anything. I think that he wasn't going to play at all, and he wanted to say, like, all right, I'm going to go out here and pretend like I'm going to play.
Do you think he showers in a full uniform? I think Russell Wilson, like, if you ever saw him in public, like, he'll do the Instagram stuff. He'll do the TikTok stuff. He's always dressed to the nines. That's what he wants you to see. I think whenever the cameras are off and you'd see him at like Woolies on the in a strip district, I bet you he's in full uniform.
For you?
Just full uniform. He got the black green dot on the back. He got the eye black. Probably wearing gloves depending on the weather. I just think that guy, he takes it real serious.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. And he was the emergency quarterback, so he had to be dressed. But they just kept cutting him. And he's like, I'm locked in.
Locked in.
I'm Russell Wilson. All right, coming up next, Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, going to join us. Real quick, all of a sudden, a ton going on at Pittsburgh sports. Steelers want to know, who's the quarterback going to be? Mike Tomlin press conference today. Sidney Crosby, looks like contract's going to get done. Heather Like, out as Pitt athletic director. Paul Skeens, the greatest thing since sliced bread. Am I missing anything? Oh, yeah, backyard brawl this weekend. A ton going on at Pittsburgh sports. We'll cover as much as we can with our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, next. But first, let me tell you about fan weather. Brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.